Mike is in Beatley. Hi, Mike.
Ah, good.
Welcome to the Naked Scientists. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, good evening to you. Yes, I spoke storms, thunderstorms, lightning, yeah, mainly in the question of. Yeah, I heard this gentleman had a nasty ordeal by a lightning strike. Nasty that. And but no, the thing with the lightning, I always thought it's a negative charge in the cloud and a positive to the earth, isn't it?
Yes, you're right. That's spot on.
As lightning comes down from the cloud, as it gets towards the earth, I always thought it goes from the positive from the earth goes up to meet the actual negative charge.
Yes, that's also true, because so, like charges do repel and unlike charges attract. So you get a negative bottom to the cloud, and this encourages the ground to become positive underneath. And the reason it does that is that all the negative in the ground moves away, leaving just the plus behind. So the ground goes plus, the cloud goes minus, and when you've got a strong enough electric field, it overcomes the natural resistance of the air, and it discharges, and it comes down a very fine thread. Your average thunderbolt is about the size of a 5p piece, so very, very small, about a centimetre across.
Yeah, amazing. That. I didn't realise that was that, you know, only that amount, but that looks rather large. That would be obviously the positive going back up, wouldn't it?
Well, traditionally, when we talk about electricity flowing, we're talking about electrical charges, which are electrons moving down from an area where there are lots of electrons to an area where there are fewer. And that usually means going from minus to plus, because there are lots of electrons at the minus and fewer at the plus. So you get this charge spreading down. Once you've actually ionised the air with this, what's going to become your lightning strike, then you get a very high current for about a fraction of a second, very, very short space of time. You get about 30,000 amps of current flowing down this lightning spindle towards the ground, and it imparts something like 1 to 10 billion joules of energy.
Nice.
So there's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
In fact, I can share this with you.
No.